It's the best thing that's happened to Democrats in a long time. Finding out that Trump has a physical problem that causes swelling in his ankles, bruising on his hands, and they hope early death. Literal celebration of that. These people are whack. As sick as Biden was, we never did anything like this. Trump dead trended all weekend long, and there was a reason for it. And this was it. They hope his swollen ankles, which Caroline Leavitt admitted is a sign of the classical peripheral edema he has. It's often linked to heart failure, and the way that the logic goes is if you have it, and he does have the swollen ankles, best case, 5 to 8 years if your meds keep you stable. Typical case, 2 to 4 years before you go belly up with recurring fluid buildup, and worst case, 12 to 24 months. So they've taken this and the comment that Trump made about, you know, hoping that if he ends the Ukraine war, it'll get him into heaven, and J.D. Vance saying he's, you know, ready to step up and serve in an emergency. And they've taken that and spun it into a conspiracy theory that Trump is at death's door and may actually already be dead. And maybe this is a body double. This is where they are instead of figuring out what they actually stand for and how to sell it to the American people. Meanwhile, Tim Walz is trending. Remember him? The vice president for Her Highness was supposed to be. Here he is talking about how wonderful it would be if Trump was dead.
You get up in the morning and you doom scroll through things. And although I will say this, the last few days you woke up thinking there might be news. Just saying. There will be news sometime. Just so you know, there will be news.
It's almost creepy, isn't it? It's like they're getting people used to the idea that Trump might get hit by a CIA heart attack ray gun or something. I mean, I don't know. It just freaks me out when they talk like that. It makes me wonder, like, no, I'm traumatized because they've done it before. Like when they spent a whole summer saying, you will not be allowed this specific fall of 2022 speak of election fraud on social media. And you're like, well, I mean, the election is not for like 5 months. Why are you telling me that? And then the owners of the social media, Zuckerberg, remember? And the guy who owned Twitter, now I'm forgetting his name. Both came out and went, yep, you would know. You're not going to be allowed to speak about voter fraud. Not specifically absentee ballot voter fraud. No, can't at all. Not at all during the election. Not allowed to. And we will ban you if you do. And you can't even say it in a message. And we're like, it's August. Why are we talking about this? The election is not till November. And then, lo and behold. So when Democrats start talking about stuff like that, it freaks me out. I have PTSD from it. Like, what are you planning? Y'all planning something? Something we should know about? Or? Yeah, I don't know. All right. Meanwhile, a strange thing has happened. Republicans exposed to Epstein victims have come out, and they now sound exactly like Pam Bondi and Alina Haba, Trump's general counsel, did a few months ago when they were saying how they were going to release the documents. And apparently, there's something big there. Take a listen. This is Anna Paulina Luna. She chairs the committee that's responsible for getting these Epstein documents out, 30,000 pages of which, by the way, yesterday were released. People are still going through them. Although they say that a large percentage of those documents we've already seen before, or it's information we already know. But anyway, here she is.
The victims themselves have stated that this is a lot bigger than I think anyone anticipated. We are obviously going to be requesting the SARS reports from Treasury, and also to following up on that. There are some very rich and powerful people that need to go to jail. I think everyone's been frustrated as to why that hasn't happened before. But it is very much so a possibility that Jeffrey Epstein was an intelligence asset working for our adversaries. But also, too, I think the questions that we have is how much did our own government know about it? And so.
Whoa. That doesn't sound like there's nothing there. Intelligence asset working for what? Huh. Of course, she doesn't say what makes her think that, which is enough to drive you crazy. She continued.
But I do applaud the victims from coming forward, because we heard from a woman who was as young as 14 years old when she was victimized multiple times by Jeffrey Epstein. So that's hard to hear.
Yeah, Nancy Mace was in that meeting, and there's a video online of her coming out in tears. She went on, and this is Anna Paulina Luna.
One thing to note that today when we were actually talking to some of the victims, one of the women stated that at 14 when Epstein started to victimize her, that she has no recollection of some of the stuff that was done to her. She's hoping to find that out so that she can actually bring it to her therapist and continue the healing process in regards to the damage and the trauma that was caused to her. So, but from what I'm being told, from what I'm hearing, there's a lot of very wealthy, bad people. It's actually scary to hear some of the stuff that was brought forward. And so I think the only way to collectively attack this is as a group and as a whole, meaning that Democrats and Republicans have to work together and back Comer's subpoenas, because I think this is going to be pretty hairy.
All right, so this is a very weird situation where Donald Trump's administration promoted, remember they promoted, we got the Epstein documents. Pam Bondi said they're on the corner of my desk. You know, his personal attorney, Lena Haba, said Trump's attorney, you know, it's terrible. The Johns are wealthy. They deserve to come to justice. It's going to be great when we release it. They built it up. And then they put these weird binders out with stuff everybody already knew and then thought it would go away. And then it got weirder, remember, because then they were saying, well, the FBI wouldn't give them the stuff. They gave the FBI a deadline. This was as Kash Patel was getting ready to take control of the FBI. Then they blamed the FBI agent in charge of the federal district in New York, made him an offer, you know, we'll either fire you or you quit. He got shoved out the door. So it kind of led people to think, okay, they're going to get their hands on it, right? They're just trying to get their hands on it. There's people inside trying to keep them from getting their hands on it. But then Trump comes out of the clear blue and says, nah, you can't have it. And if you want it, you're not a supporter of mine. I don't need your support. Okay. And he made other weirdly cryptic comments like Comey and Brennan had spiked the data with fake stuff. The implication there was like about him in the files. So I don't know. So now we got this really weird situation where Republicans are subpoenaing Trump for the information. But then Marjorie Taylor Greene, one of those who supports that, was asked yesterday, okay, like, where is it? And she said, well, some of it's at the FBI, some's at the DOJ, but mostly she said these are in case files in New York and Florida. Well, liberal Democrat judges over the last month have barred us from getting that. So Trump isn't getting that. I mean, Congress can't get it. It's under seal. So, and I don't know where they're going with this exactly. But it's a mess. Marjorie Taylor Greene, weighed in on it yesterday as well. She's not a friend of Trump right now. They're kind of in a spat. So here's what she had to say.
Are there any files that the Department of Justice has, you believe, that would...
Wait, that was the wrong one. I'm sorry, it's this one.
Those are some of the most courageous women I've ever met. These are women that have never truly received justice and have gone out and named names and done everything they can, and they have been failed horrifically.
Okay, by who? Failed by who? I mean, who? I'm losing the thread here. Anyway, I just thought I would say, James Comer came out, by the way, and he has apparently talked to Bill Barr. And Bill Barr said, no, I don't think Trump's implicated in any of this. Trump's former attorney general, who hates Trump, by the way, and is a Bush loyalist. So I don't know what's up with that. Meanwhile, it gets even weirder. Top 10 story today. This is, you know what this makes me think? This makes me think that the Trump people, the problem here is they just don't even have access to this stuff. So they haven't fully taken over their agencies. Remember when the Epstein cell tape came out and Pam Bondi and Kash Patel and Dan Bongino said, hey, look, this shows he killed himself. No one went in his cell. And then we found out, well, a minute of it's missing. And they also lied because the camera wasn't focused on his cell. It was somebody else's cell. It turned out it was the pathway to Epstein's cell, not his actual cell. And then it turned out, okay, yeah, that was the pathway to Epstein's cell, but there was another pathway not caught on the video. They weren't honest, or they didn't know what they were talking about, one of the two. Yeah, well, then it turns out, remember, there was a minute of that video missing, and Pam Bondi said, oh, that's because it resets every night. It's that way every night. There's a minute missing. Turns out that wasn't true either, but they did get the missing minute. It was put out yesterday, and there's nothing on it. Of course, that doesn't mean anything because the door it's focused at is not Epstein's cell. It's a supply closet. So, I don't know. You got me. I'm baffled.